Dear Internet.
Welcome to Dear Internet, the show where a group of friends comes together to answer the internet's wildest questions. This week, it's the Christmas episode. I'm Jennifer Sheik, and with me is Nick Bristow.
Hello, Jennifer.
Michael DeMorrow.
Cool, blimey, hello, Jennifer. Well, no, that's wrong. Hello, Jennifer.
Wrong app. And Tim Lanning.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hello, everyone. It's the holiday season.
Oh, I got my sweater on.
Oh, I'm drinking a cocoa by the fire. It's snowing. No, it's supposed to snow tomorrow, though.
Oh, yeah.
Happy holidays.
I'm excited about.
What's everyone holidays?
What everyone holidaying doing?
We don't know what we're going
to do. We personally are, I think, staying home and not doing anything. Yeah, baby.
Whoa. I'm a Christmas baby.
That's so right. Yeah. Christmas baby.
Christmas time is for me.
So Nick, your birthday, for your birthday, I'm going to go see Star Wars.
Nice. Oh, this comes out the 18th.
I already got my tickets.
Oh, yeah.
We do too.
I'm so excited to see a Star Wars.
For Nick's birthday day?
Are you guys seeing it tomorrow?
I don't know. I think.
Are you seeing Saturday. It on the Thursday it comes out?
I mean, which we're
recording. I think it's the Saturday.
A million years before.
I'm seeing it on your birthday.
It is currently still November.
Yeah.
Right now.
You're seeing it on Christmas Day.
Yes.
Nice.
That's crazy.
Dude, that slaps. You're a fucking animal.
You're going to get spoiled.
You're going to get spoiled.
Christmas Day is a great day to see movies, though, I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's when I see Jumanji.
Oh, that's the Jumanji day.
Every year, it's Jumanji.
I'll spoil it for you right now. The Jedi's win.
I don't know about that. No.
I don't know. That's like the Bible joke of like, yeah, I read the Bible. Spoiler. God wins.
Spoiler, the devil wins, actually, if you read it correctly.
The friggin' scorpion
king
with horse faces.
Yeah, there's some of that in there.
Should we just get into it?
Yeah, let's do it. Tim, read this first question, which I love.
Okay. Am I the asshole for mentioning that there aren't enough pigs and blankets at Christmas dinner?
I am not at all. You're a fucking hero.
No matter where you are, like, hey! We can have some piggies up in here,
can we get some more of these? Little piggies?
I love these tasty pigs.
Me and my brother love pigs in blankets. If you don't know what they are, they're cocktail sausages wrapped in bacon, apparently a British thing, and it's not a Christmas dinner without them.
That's different.
Yes.
I think of a pig in a blanket as a little cocktail wiener with a crescent roll wrapped
around
it.
Yeah, this came up on another podcast before. Apparently, the sausage and bacon is the original, older version.
I mean, that also sounds great. Point, I would eat that,
somebody
too.
Say something about like wrapping it in cabbage, and I was like, go
no,
fuck
that's
off.
No,
go
that
to hell.
No, it that's
out
of
here. Like, yeah.
I hate
after that, that I think Bombcast thing where they talked about this, I think pig in a blanket is literally just a sausage wrapped in some kind of flat thing.
That I can get behind. And also, can we all agree that pigs in blankets are like one of the top most delicious foods?
Yeah.
But when we say that, we mean hot dog with
crescent
or
roll.
Sausage
crescent
around
yeah.
crescent.
You know what? I haven't fucking had the real one, which is what you're describing, in so long, and I'm gonna fucking make those like right now.
You should do that. I know I want to make that. One of our friends, Tim's family has a big 4th of July bash every year up in New Hampshire, and one of our friends makes like a billion teeny tiny pigs in blankets, but she like saves them until everyone's like good and drunk and brings them out at like 11 p.m. and everyone's like, yeah,
well,
pigs in blankets.
Well, because you know, you get it's like a little Vienna sausage, right?
And it's like they're cocktail wieners.
Yeah, a little cocktail wiener or whatever. And then you like roll it up in a little bit of the thing. I'm gonna take a full fucking hot dog and roll it up in a whole crescent.
Oh, yes, man.
Now bake the shit out of it.
There you go.
That's luxury.
That's gonna be awesome. I'm gonna do that.
Let us know how it is.
Last Christmas, my sister hosted dinner for about 10 people and made enough pigs in blankets for one person. Again,
one per person.
Again, their cocktails.
Ten? That's not enough.
That's not enough. Again, they're cocktail sausages, so that's literally a single bite each. When I noticed how few she had prepared, I made a comment along the lines of, I don't think that's gonna be enough pigs and blankets for me and my brother. I didn't say it in a rude way. It was just a simple observation. My sister's reaction to this comment was to run to her room, bawling her eyes out, acting like I just called her the C word or something equally heinous. Until today, I just assumed that she overreacted and didn't think much of it. However, I came up in conversation today with my stepdad. He claims that I was being rude by stating my opinion that there aren't enough pigs in blankets, that I was out of order for not keeping it to myself, and that I clearly lack empathy, and that's why I can't see it's rude. So, was I the asshole? Do I lack empathy?
Okay, so like,
I genuinely believe I didn't do anything wrong, but I'm seriously doubting that after today's conversation, this has thrown my whole understanding of social interaction up in the air.
I cut this out, but I'm thinking that it's useful information to include is that this person is on the autism spectrum, and that his stepdad was saying that he didn't have empathy because of that, which is deeply shitty not chill.
Yeah, that's a shitty thing.
Do we know how old this person was?
I don't think he said how old he was, but I'm guessing like 20s. I don't think he was super young.
Okay, you don't think he was like 16?
I didn't think he was like a teen or anything, but because
they don't have the age.
True, that grows right. Later. Teens do not.
My family is very different than most families I've come to discover over the years, but like, I would fucking say this shit and mean it as rudely as possible.
Yeah.
Where my friggin' pigs and blanket,
and
Mom?
And the thing is, my parents, my mom and dad, my brothers, and everybody except the person who I was targeting at, which would probably be like a significant other of one of my siblings, would fucking pound, like, we would dogpile on them.
For like, this yeah, shit. Idiot, you didn't make enough pigs and blankets.
Our family's not quite like that, but yeah, the pig in the blanket would be everyone making fun of it.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, yeah, that's the thing. Is like, Reddit called him an asshole, and I can see where they're coming from.
I don't feel like he's an asshole. I disagree.
But when people do something that's nice, but also deeply weird, it's fun to bring it up like, why did you make 10 of these? Like, yes.
In what world is 10 or 10 pigs in blankets enough pigs?
Okay. This is, sorry, go ahead. My thing is completely unrelated.
This is probably maybe one of the first times his sister is hosting Christmas dinner for 10 people.
True.
She's under a lot of pressure. Holidays are hard on everyone as it is. This is probably one of those things where it was like, she wouldn't care in a normal situation, but in that situation, it was the straw that broke the camel's
back. Yeah, she was probably just stressed, which, totally, I get that. But also, like, to me, my family always does holiday stuff as potluck. So to me, it's like, if you're going to be stressed out by making food for 10 people, just be like, hey, we're doing this potluck style. Done. Like,
yeah.
Don't try to cook. That's a mistake right there. Don't make that much food.
She thought she could handle it. She bit off more than she could chew. She wants to impress her stepdad, who's always telling her she's a shitlord.
Yeah. Okay. It is kind of different when it's your sister versus like a friend or friend of the family. Like,
yes. Yeah. Very different. If it was like a friend of the family, like, don't say shit. That's rude.
Okay.
But your family, you can be like, sis, what the heck?
Let me razz you.
Where are these pigs?
I crave
more pigs.
Okay, so I need to give this example that's unrelated to hot dog wieners.
Okay.
of us, my family dogpiling. So my sister, at her birthday party, somehow the topic of vasectomies came up. And she was like,
vasectomy?
You don't have
vasectomies. Okay,
vasectomy,
my brain did not process that at all.
Anyway, so she was like, why would anybody get a vasectomy? Like, why would they cut their penis off? And then we're like, what? You're like, you know what a vasectomy is, right? It's like, yeah, so you can't get pregnant anymore, but they have to cut the penis off to do it. We're like, this comes up every year now.
just fucking dog on her. That's an earned dog on her.
I should clarify. She was 27 when she said
that. That's pretty. So she just thought that the dude
she thought they cut. She thought that's what a vasectomy was. They cut the whole wiener off.
I mean, that would do it.
It left the balls.
That's what they do.
It left them there.
Root and stem.
Wow.
It's all gone. That's a vasectomy. Anyway, back to the hot dog wieners.
I think the correct solution is to say, so next year, you're in charge of the pigs in blankets. Right. You make however many pigs in blankets you think are appropriate.
Yeah.
And you offer to sister, say, hey, sorry I made the comment about the thing last year and I know it was a stressful time. How about I take over the pigs in blankets?
I say, fuck that.
And then she was in the right. How dare you?
I'm going to make exactly 10 pigs in blankets and you're going to fucking like it.
I mean, that's the thing. Is like, she made way too few pig and blankets.
It's an objectively incorrect amount of pigs and blankets.
If, but like, in
the, not
in,
even 12. Like, this is weird to do 10.
Yeah.
Like, why not a dozen?
If he is on the autism spectrum and, you know, he lacks some social cues or whatever, like, he is doing her a real favor here.
But and, like,
being
truth.
Brutally honest.
Yes.
And I applaud him.
Yeah, this feels like something that would happen in my family.
Yes.
And I remember, like, we had one Christmas where my sister got really fucking mad at me. and, you know, she was totally wrong, and I've never been wrong in my life. So I feel like we grew from it. But, you know, I don't know. Like, I feel kind of bad for this whole – I mean, I don't know. It's weird because since I'm kind of imprinting my own personal experience to this, I'm just like, wait, you're not a lot like her in her overreaction. To me, it just feels like I don't feel like what he did was as wrong, even though I know logically, you know, dude, just don't say it. Like,
right.
Yes, it's weird to make 10, but also she probably also made 35 other things and
yeah. Sure.
Had to clean the house. And
yeah. Oh, yeah. She's upset because he's 100% correct, right? Like, she.
Yeah.
She knows.
She knew. She knew it. She thought she could slip it by. She thought she could slip these wieners
in. Zone for sure.
And isn't that the thing when you're the most mad is when someone says something to you that's.
The truth.
That's definitely right.
It hurts the most.
It sounds like the stepdad is an asshole as well because he's sort of leaning into like almost making this a teachable moment in a punishable way.
Right.
Not in a, hey man, what you did was probably not level 10 bad. And it's also, I don't know, like one of the Reddit comments was like, it's a gentle, you're the asshole.
Yes.
But not a,
like maybe think it, do say it in a different way next time.
We don't know if he had said other things or what, but
I feel like this the reaction by the sister only makes sense if she did make more pigs in blanket and they like burned or they fell on the floor or something, and like she like worked really hard on them and that's all and all she ended
up with.
These were the only good pigs left.
The market didn't have any more bacon and.
Yeah,
whatever. Something.
To the last,
but also
container of cocktail wieners.
I don't know, like the wrapped in bacon thing. I feel like that's. Wait, I guess is it raw bacon and then you bake it?
I think so. Yeah, I'm looking them up right now.
Because like,
look great, I would pound 10 of these right now.
The crescent roll ones are like super easy to make. You can just make like 30 of them real quick. But also, what if you wrapped it in bacon, and then cooked it, and then wrapped that. In the crescent.
Oh,
so you had
East meets West.
Ooh, yeah, I'm gonna do that.
That
yeah, I think good. That the moral of the story here is we're all gonna go make pigs in blankets now.
Right.
What if I took a whole hot dog, wrapped that baby up in a big old strip of bacon, mm-hmm. and then cooked that, let it cool mm-hmm. a little bit, and then baked it in a crescent roll?
I think that sounds good as hell.
What
and
if
I'm coming to your house to
got
eat.
Got like a really thick cut slice of bacon, and then cook that, and then wrap that in crescent roll.
And hot
just
dog.
Get rid of the just hot like, dog altogether.
No, hot dog good.
Hot dogs are delicious.
Do you guys want to do this 2 weeks ago when we were in PAX?
A friend of ours
yes.
makes tiny pigs and blankets, the crescent roll style. And those look like huge pains in the ass.
Because they're so she has small. To cut them. Like, she makes like little, they're like so miniature.
Yeah, take like a cocktail weenie and then cut it in half and then cut it into quarters.
I think, Nick, I think you got the right idea into full dog.
I want a full dog. Because then, you know what? It's significantly less work because you're rolling one time.
Right. Exactly.
Gotta get that
damn,
ratio.
I'm fucking hungry now. We messed up. I shouldn't have put this one as first.
I feel like, wait, didn't we have in Chinatown...
yes, we
Boston.
Did.
Yeah,
it's like they do that. They like just wrap full dogs up and
delicious.
Rolls
it's delicious. They're smart. But yeah, no, I feel family stuff makes things both more complicated, and you'd hope that
true.
Because it's family, you could have made joke. But what are you gonna do? I feel for everyone involved.
Yeah, I guess it's like
make your own pigs next.
You
time.
Need to you know your family. You know what they can take and what they can't.
My mom would cry if I did that.
And I mean, like, 100%. One year, my sister will kill us all because we've gone too far.
Yeah.
Finally.
We won't drop the vasectomy issue.
It sounds like you're similar to us, where we thought that our family was like, oh, we all razz on each other. And then it's like, oh, wait, we only make fun of Heather. and then, you know, we pulled it back and, you know, we got older. And then other people in our family started to have things to poke at. And then we realized, oh, wait. So much of the things of which we hate about humans comes from our family of, like, you know, oh, the only reason why this is such a pet peeve of mine or a touchy subject is because, oh, these two people right here that I love very much. So.
Wow. And isn't that what Christmas is all about?
I mean, I should be clear. Like, we try not to be personal in our razzing. It's just like when you think of a vasectomy as cutting off the penis. Like,
I think you deserve to get razzed in that situation.
Right. It's right. Too far.
Nick, can you give me your sister's phone number so I can text her and call her an idiot?
Sure.
Can we join in too? I think it'll be fine.
I'll go ahead and send it to her.
All right, should we do the next
Nick, one? How about you read this next question.
Okay. Am I the asshole for throwing away a secret Santa gift? I'm part of a club at my university that does cosplay, and every year we have a Secret Santa gift exchange during our Christmas parties. We each receive a name for the person we need to get a gift for, along with three interests on it so that we have an idea of what to get them. There's always a $10 limit so things don't go overboard. I made sure to do extra research on my Secret Santa because I like to take gift giving seriously, and bought them a book of an anime series they liked. And in the end, they really liked it. Good job. That's me saying that. My gift, however, was not even exchanged during the gift exchange. I thought maybe the person who was supposed to give me a gift couldn't make it to the party. But 5 minutes after the whole exchange, he exclaimed that he nearly forgot to give his gift. He walked over to me and handed me a circular piece of red plastic with the Naruto symbol engraved on it. He then excitedly told me that he made that this morning in the 3D printer room. I thanked him, left the party after it was over, and threw it in the garbage. After walking a significant distance away, I never wrote anything about Naruto or anime on my sheet. I asked for D&D stuff or candy. I feel somewhat conflicted in my actions. Should I be pissed or not?
Huh. So they kind of ask two questions here, because they ask if they're the asshole for throwing it away, but then they also ask, are they right to be pissed?
Well, I mean, there's only one question, but they are trying, they're lying to themselves.
They're trying to justify the throwing
exactly.
away.
Exactly, yeah.
He 3D printed this, like, the day of. So,
yeah.
Basically, what we were saying is, like, I'm not going to even spend $10 on your gift, or look at the list.
No.
I'm going to go on Thingiverse and find a Naruto thing.
I love Naruto.
And it seems like they're at some sort of university, and I guess universities now have 3D printing rooms. That's blowing my mind right now.
I feel like it's a pretty common thing.
Public libraries have 3D printing.
Really? That's wild.
You need to go there and print out entire houses.
You literally just have to pay for the materials. And usually... And you just send it to them, and they print it, and they tell you when it's done, and you go.
Yeah, so we just did a gift exchange because we all went down to Florida early because my sister was in America. So we're like, all right, we'll go down, and we did it. And the cost limit, what was the limit? $20? $10?
I think it was $10.
Yeah, and like...
Which is also like, okay, you can't get anything for $10. Yeah, not really.
The idea, it's like, oh, we don't want it to be stressful. It's like, well... It's $10. This is, like, somehow harder. And we're all going to give each other some just trash-ass whatever.
Well, were you giving $10 per person? Or is it, like, a Secret Santa? And, like, each person gets a $10 gift?
It was, like, White Elephant, kind of.
With some different rules. With dice.
All of these, like... Sometimes I think folks get their wires crossed for these little things. It's like, okay, Secret Santa gift. Oh, I'm putting in this much effort to make sure it's right. It's only $10. Everyone else will too. And I think it needs to be a happy medium where, like, okay, it's good that you did it, but, like, you should enter into that Secret Santa room knowing you're about to get some trash.
Yes. Right. I think that's very, very true.
Like, yes, the person that gave you your gift should have given you some D&D trash. Right. Instead of doing the Naruto symbol, do, like, the D&D and or something like that. But
they could have just gotten them candy though. And that would be so easy.
Yeah. You could have gone, he could have gone to the freaking convenience store on campus.
Yeah,
right. Your Secret Santa sucks. And I'm sorry for you, but it's like we as a society must either stop doing Secret Santas or like figure out a better way to do it.
I think that is the answer. Like, can we all just be like,
I like White Elephant because it's supposed to be a little goofy? Silly.
Yeah. We had a really good one going in college for a while where, what was the one that someone just printed out a picture of somebody? Did you print out a picture of yourself?
Yeah, I think I gave away pictures of myself.
That's like the most Tim thing that came out. There's this puzzle. It's a puzzle of me.
Yeah, it was definitely stuff like that, or like somebody like had a gift with like a huge rock in it, and then it was like something small inside of it.
There was like books that were given every single year, and then if you got it, you had to give it.
Have I ever told the story about the underwear at my family's Christmas? I must not have ever told the story. Okay, so it was a thing in my family that every year somebody would get a huge pair of like granny panties.
Okay.
And then they would give it to someone the next year. But then my mom, one year, wrapped up a red thong and put it in there too and didn't tell anyone that she did it. And everyone was like freaking out, like, who put the thong in here? And I don't think they know. They still don't know that it was my mom. Because my mom was like, you would never assume that she would do that.
Right, yeah. Your mom's Trixie and hilarious.
My mom is Trixie. And yeah, so I do not think that the red thong continued. And I don't think the big granny panties have happened in quite a while.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was more like a funny thing to like, give the 11-year-old boy a present and he opens it up and it's a huge thing of granny panties. And everyone's like, oh my God.
I want it like a huge thong.
Yeah. What if it was? Yeah.
I did the boy side of your family's like...
Oh, yeah. It's always like tools.
It's like, this sucks.
Yeah, they're not good.
I want to go to the other side.
Yeah, and it was also that even they got... they all have good tools, but even they would buy, here's a shitty screwdriver. It's like, you wouldn't use this. Why are you doing this? Let's do something different. Let's do nothing.
I don't love it. I would be pissed in this situation. I don't give a shit about the $10 gift, but like the fact that they're just like, I'm not even gonna try.
I got you a Naruto.
Yeah, no, I think it's totally you're not the asshole at all for throwing it away.
It's very funny to just like immediately walk out and throw it away.
If he did like Naruto, it's like you didn't pay for this at all. You just went I could have done this.
Right.
You know, like there's like no
thought. Well, it sounds like you had to buy the material.
I'm imagining now, I think there was a lost opportunity here because it was a disc. You could have freaking slung that thing like frisbee.
Yeah,
you should have. And how satisfying would that
be? I want to be clear. Like, if he like designed the thing for you and printed it, like that's different. Like I'm thinking he printed something like from the internet.
I'm sure.
Well, he probably printed it anyway, and he was like, ah, shit.
Oh shit!
Oh, he printed it for himself and then gave it to him.
Yeah, definitely not the asshole. But I feel like this is just Tim Lanning wanting to change the world a little bit via podcast form.
I like it.
Holidays are tough.
It's in the spirit of the season.
No,
we tried to get like a Secret Santa going for my immediate family because we do that with my wife's family, and it's a $100 limit, so it's like you can get something.
Wow.
Well, yeah, but you're getting for one person.
So it's like that is the gift. Okay.
That like for that's Christmas, lot, like though. We get this Damn. Person and it's a $100 limit and like that's it.
Yeah.
And so you get $100 worth of presents, they get $100 worth of presents. So it's fine. Like my family, I spend $500-$600 a year because I have so many family members. So we're like, let's do a Secret Santa. And then like we can each get, even if we made it like $200, it would be way, way cheaper.
Right. Instead of like getting stuff for like.
Yeah. And like my sister-in-law was just like, that's not the spirit of Christmas. It's about giving, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you hand make your gifts every year. Like
which is a lot of work, but.
Yeah.
But.
It's not a Sonos speaker or whatever.
Yeah. I don't need this. I need a Sonos speaker.
Right.
This crochet blanket is trash. I would cry if someone
I got a crochet blanket, that's a lot of work.
That's a lot of work.
These are more like, here's a gift basket with some nuts in it.
Yeah, it's tough because 100 is a lot, and especially when it's like, this is my Christmas, and then Sometimes it's worse, like the fear of making sure you get something good, like give to someone, than you getting something trashy. And I remember like 1 year we did that, and Jennifer got my brother. And
oh my god, I was like, I have no idea what to get him.
Right, because he's like kind of picky, and he fortunately he likes a lot of things.
Didn't I get him like a CD? I don't even remember.
No,
I was very stressed. Thanks,
you went in like full on. Just like,
don't you do like
panic mode?
Here's my Amazon wish list, and then you can just like.
This was I think this was pre Amazon wish list time. This was a while ago.
You were basically you couldn't decide, so I was like, get him some knife sharpening.
Oh, that's right. That was a great gift, actually. Yeah. But you told me the idea.
Yes.
I panic about gifts. I panic about it. Like, I get too stressed about it. Like, as a perfectionist, I think gift giving is like the most stressful thing in the world because you just think of every. Like potential thing you could get for them,
right.
But then you're like, oh, then you talk yourself out of it.
He's like, I'm gonna define you with this one gift that I'm getting.
Yeah, it's very stressful, which is why like Tim and I tend to just be like, here's a list of various things that I would like, and then you can pick some things off the list.
Yeah,
and you're good to go. And also, Tim, you're hard to shop for because
I just buy everything.
He just buys everything he wants.
And I know.
I never buy myself anything. So
I have that problem.
I don't want any like. My gift to you is you don't have to get me anything. Everyone in the world, except for listeners, buy me stuff.
You know, I don't know. I get irrationally mad, like if it's just like, oh, I didn't try or think, or like this is obviously something you would never want. Like,
yeah.
When I'm like, I gave you a list of ideas and you just like ignored it.
Yeah,
and,
yeah. That's
right. I don't know. I feel resentful around Christmas because it's my birthday and like growing up. It's like.
I can imagine that's complicated.
There's no special day for me.
I feel like we're digging up the like emotions in this episode.
I mean, you
like,
made a Christmas themed episode,
yeah.
And what is more touchy family stuff than
it is.
The big holidays.
So if you're out there, listeners, and you're going through similar things, know that you're not alone.
Yeah.
I always got really, really pissed whenever we did like a $20 white elephant or dirty Santa or whatever, and someone would just put money in. I was like, "You dick! We would all rather have $20. That goes against the spirit.
I would be excited if I got a $20 bill.
Right. Well, yeah, everybody would.
Like, nothing's better than a $20 bill. That's the point.
True.
You should put zero effort into it, and it goes against. The spirit.
My family is definitely like a gift card family for various things. So I'm used to it.
I don't want to go to your family for Christmas ever again. That being said, God, it is kind of rad being in your 30s and just being
money.
Like, here, I'm getting gifts like I'm 12 years old again.
Yeah.
This is hundreds of dollars. Amazing.
That is literally my family. Like they just like want to buy lots and lots of crap. And like, it's all like thrown away.
Yeah, I don't like that. That's pointless.
Yeah, gifts have gotten the older we've gotten, how none of us are in the same place. Our family, the gifts have gotten like real weird.
I mean, I should
like, I feel bad for my dad. It's like, here, I got you this thing. It's like, oh, and it's always it's like one of my quote unquote favorite gifts because it's always something super fucking weird. and sometimes it's cool. Oftentimes it's not.
Well, your family, tell them about the stockings thing in your family because I do love that. Even though it is. A stocking of trash?
Yeah. Do you guys do stockings on Christmas Day?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, like, this is always a huge deal for our family. It's like, we wake up, the kids open stockings while the adults are finishing setting up the main Christmas room. And I think it was one of those situations that it was important to us, but then my parents got divorced and it turned into from something that was, oh, this is important to like, if you cut this out, dad, we're going to have a problem. You've already, and it's hilarious because it's like a stocking full of trash, but it's trash that we like. So it's like, okay, this is my stock of Gooby Gone and Tic Tacs.
For the entire year.
I feel like we have the same family because we had that same conversation. My mom was like, I'm not going to do stockings this year. And we're like,
no!
Yeah. What are you doing? And she's like, fine. And it's like, here's a 12-pack of gum.
Yeah. And my stepmom hates it. And my dad, it's funny because if you kind of like line up the things that my mom got versus what my dad gets they're not that different, but my mom's chaos just made sense.
Yeah.
And when, you know, it's like a copy of a copy. When my dad's trying to copy my mom's chaos.
Yes.
It just is a little bit off, but we still appreciate it. Well,
the thing is that there's usually at least like a couple things in there that you're genuinely like, oh, dope. I did need this.
And it makes you realize that, oh, we are magpies, and it's physically yes. fun to unwrap a thing, even if it is chapstick.
And they wrap every single thing in the stocking is the other thing. That's crazy to me, but I respect it.
I feel like we get like Nerf toys or like knockoff Nerf toys in our stockings every year, and it's like a whole day of like getting shot in the face.
And then
like, you know, for the next like throughout the next year, it's like, oh, here's that gun I found. I'm gonna go shoot somebody with it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that families that have figured out that it's fun to have something to play with, even for the adults that just want CD or whatever.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I like to use it a CD as if anyone's
like a certificate deposit.
Yeah.
I think we answered that question. We went deep.
I could talk about that forever.
Yeah, I think it's very entertaining. Michael, can you please regale us with this third question?
I would love to.
I picked this one. I'm like, I have to hear Michael read about this one.
He's been there.
I'm being forced to perform a team dance at the office holiday party.
This one is from Ask a Manager. I'm sure none of you will be surprised.
Wowie.
What's your take on strongly suggested team activities? Our large holiday party is coming up this month with our department, about 200 people. It's a nice affair with dinner in a pretty location with a dance floor and a stage. Usually during dinner, they'll do company party games, or one or two people will sing karaoke. But last year, a few senior team members, including our manager, decided our team will do a team dance during dinner, about 30 of us. Everyone was expected to learn this dance, including practicing the steps ahead of time. It was incredibly embarrassing and unprofessional. Think kindergarten dancing with props. At the time, a few of us tried to opt out, but were heavily persuaded to join. We weren't team players if we didn't get on stage immediately. None of the other teams did any sort of performance, us. This year it's back. The few again decided they were going to do a team dance. No one really wants to do this, but we're strongly pressured to do it. Some people have already said they aren't going to the party because they didn't want to be badgered into this embarrassing public performance. Granted, I'm sure some people really enjoy this sort of thing, but for the rest of us, do you have any suggestions for how to avoid it? Or to get them to listen when we say, no, thank you.
We'd like you to participate in a dance. No, thank you.
No, thanks. No, I'm all set. Man,
I'm set, though.
I would fucking hate this so much.
There's no way I would do this.
No, this I would die. I would me, actually like, a die. Panic attack.
I mean, if everybody in the company was doing it, like, that's a little different.
I would still hate it, but I would do it.
I think this is what they mean when they say emotional labor. It's not your friends being like, hey, I had a bad day, can I talk to you? It's your boss forcing you to
like
learn a dance.
Be happy and be excited about it.
If one of my subordinates didn't do the dance thing that I wanted them to do, I would fire them on the spot.
I would love our planet wherein, Michael, don't ask me what my food is or mention my food smells good tomorrow. But then he's like, we have to dance. We have to dance.
Everyone
I'm dancing
dance.
Boy. So this one is weird because it's a situation of like, there's nothing you can do or say that makes sense because logic has already flown the coop, right?
Yes, it is gone. Like you are amongst fiends and brigands in your company.
And the only thing I can think of to like is to sue your company.
Or like, I'm gonna sue you.
I mean, this is even if you're not on his team, like, and you're at that Christmas party, I would be dying of secondhand.
Yeah. I would get up and go to the bathroom, so I did not have to like observe this happening.
Is the manager here just like mad with power? Is it like
or
that?
Or do they like really like it? I think they might really like it.
I think they do, and that's what's wrong with America.
Is it like I think the problem it happened that first year when everyone complied when they should have rebelled. It's like,
and now they're like, oh, well, we got to do it. Everyone loves it so much.
This is why you need a fucking union. If you had a union, you'd be unionized. Like, no, we're not dancing.
It's like that year at GeeklyCon when Tim tweeted that he wanted pizza and Jaime brought him pizza. And then ever since then, Tim has been completely broken as a human being.
Yeah, he's very power hungry over the pizza.
That was good pizza.
But I didn't do it again.
Didn't you?
No.
That made my joke not funny, Tim.
I learned.
I am extremely allergic to, like, forced fun.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
This. Like, I even remember, I actually, oh my God, I hadn't thought about this in a long time. I remember being at camp as a youth and them being like, we're going to do trust falls. And I'm like, no. I'm not. And like almost like crying because really? I like really did not want to fucking do the trust fall. And they made me do it anyway, which I feel like is shitty.
Do you remember where your brain like was logically trying to go
there? I think at that point it was literally a fear that I was going to get dropped.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't trust you.
Well, okay, here's the other thing. I'm a big boned lady.
Uh-huh.
And actually, this has happened to me multiple times where people are like, I'm going to pick you up. And I'm like, no, you're not. Because I weigh a lot more than I look like. And people, like, literally have, like, fallen over, like, jokingly trying to pick me up. So I think it's, like, from that. Like, I've always been, like...
Did Tim carry you over the threshold after you guys got married?
No. He could pick me up. He could pick me up if he needed to. But, mm-hmm. No, like, I forget what he's... I think we were trying to, like... This was, like, in a work context, actually. I was, like, in some committee or whatever, and we were trying to take, like, a silly group picture, and someone's like, jump on my back! And I'm like, dude, you don't want me to do that. It's not going to go well.
Didn't something happen at your holiday party, too?
That was the opposite situation. Jennifer might have been a little bit too drunk on wine and said to my friend Ian, jump on my back. Okay. He did it too fast.
Okay.
And we did... and we did fall straight to the ground in the bar. That was my bad. That was on me.
Okay.
This whole situation, like the teen dance, is like 50% less embarrassing if it's spontaneous and not planned.
Really?
But like, if I'm watching this and I'm like, oh, they planned this. Like,
they put work into this.
This is way more embarrassing.
Frank, I went to your calendar and it says you're busy for this hour, with half the team. But I didn't hear about this. Oh, you're doing that dance,
doing the thing.
You got dance practice.
It's too big, right? There's too many people, right? Like, if there's like 8 people on your team, and you could in your heart be like, I understand all the thoughts and feelings of these 8 people, and they're all going to love to dance because we all talk about dancing with the stars on our lunch break.
It's our thing. Yeah, we work at...
But 30 people, you know you're going to be torturing somebody. And
At least a solid fourth of
but
them.
But here's what's kind of, I think, muddies it. I still am completely on this person's side, but like the fact that there's 30 people means you're not going to be singled out. Like, cause your brain is kind of like, oh, when I get up there, I will be embarrassed. Which is true. You will be.
You will be.
But as you're part of the mob, it's more like they're secondhand embarrassed for all of you as opposed to look how stupid Jennifer looks type situation. And 30 people out of 200 is not really insignificant. Mm. But
that's
like
a big chunk.
But still, it's such a depressing fucking situation. Like, what can you even do to get out? Like, oh, I told my boss that they're creating an unsafe work environment. Like, okay, fine.
I'm reporting you.
I kind of go in the middle of some things like this because I do sometimes think there are people out there. It's like, why would I ever want to do anything fun at work? I get to work, do my work, and I leave. And I was like, that's fair. You know, that's all you're required to do. But like, your job is such a huge part of your life. It's like, have some fun. But that's
your
not,
job
that's not
is
this.
Better when you have fun. Mm. Yes,
right.
But the force fun is. This isn't, I mean, you said force fun earlier. Like, this is not fun for some people.
Yeah, nothing's fun about
this. I would say it's not fun for most people if I had to
but
guess.
What's the point? I mean, this is easy. You show up to this holiday party with crutches and a wrap around your foot and be like, my dancing foot got all jacked up on the way here and I'm really sad that I can't participate this year.
So it's too bad. Maybe next year, but that does not get you off the hook for next year. So this is going to be a continuing problem.
I think my other foot just got hurt.
Damn. I have two rotten luck.
Here's what you could do that, or you could Tanya Harding the whole thing and break the knees
hire
of your manager.
Okay. Ooh, yeah, you might have to do that. Yeah, that's very much like in World War One. I was listening to some certain things where it's like the generals and stuff would shoot people who wouldn't do the charges. So eventually people were just like, we're just going to kill our generals.
Damn, that's smart.
Yeah, that
so you got to kill your manager.
Kill your manager. Problem solved.
That's crazy. I mean, like, yeah, that makes sense. If, like, the generals are, like, gonna shoot you, it's like, oh, well, I'm gonna shoot you first.
And apparently, yeah, the survival rate of these commanders, I guess you'd say, just to use a broad term, was horrifically low because they had to, like, go with them and stuff any damn way. The fact that your boss is going up over the trench while with you is a positive, but not enough of a positive. I think the only option for you or anyone like this is to find a non-insignificant number of people who think this is bullshit.
You have to revolt together.
Yeah. And you kind of got to do a mini unionize.
Yeah,
like, and I think that together. Actually was kind of the answer. No, Alison Green, bless her heart, I love her so much, was just like, what the hell? No, do not do this. This is insane.
Come up with a better idea.
Yes. Ooh, do your own dance.
Yes. I would love it if it was like, and as a professional dancer, I just find this waste my time, as opposed to.
Or
this is a demeaning my craft.
My art.
Just like rip off like exterior clothing and you've got like a skimpy dance suit underneath and just twerk. And then
you will never be allowed to dance again.
Tell them you can't participate. Because you have your own special dance troupe that's going up at the company holiday party. And you guys, you get your red matching jumpsuits, right? You get up on that stage and you're like, you do like some cool dances and you like kind of roll off stage. Mm-hmm. And then the dance troupe that you've hired in the same outfits comes flipping out. Nice. Okay. And does some crazy shit. They do so like flips.
You hire
and
the Jabberwockies.
Like, it's some real America's Got Talent shit.
Yeah. So. Or basically give the suggestion of like, oh, wouldn't it be hilarious if we put like Rudolph masks on all of us as if we were robbing a bank in a movie? And they'd be like, okay, sure. And then, you and your embarrassed friends hide underneath the stage as the Jabberwockies come out and crump to the delight of.
Done.
Nailed it.
Yeah, solved.
Solved. I do hope there are people out there that are asked to do some small things like aren't seeing themselves here. Because I do think that there is a certain small amount of, like, joy in having fun at work, but also...
Not performing God, a dance! Yeah, not this!
And it is such a tough line to cross, and I would rather you be on the... What your comfort is way more important than your fucking boss's.
And I love, like, Allison's answer, like, her solution to this is just to say, oh, no, thanks, it's not my thing. Which I love, because it is just so casual and just like, of course you will not force me to do this thing.
But here's the thing, like, and I said suing your work earlier as a joke, but also, what if... This what happens if all the time.
Unionized?
What if this happens all the time if people don't get raises or promotions or whatever because they're not part of the family.
Why they're not like a team player.
Yeah, like I've heard enough friends talk about the shitty office culture and you have to be a part of it. You have to go out to lunch every single day. So I'm not it's the thing that sucks. I never want to put more pressure on people who are in bad situations. So please feel free to throw out the advice of try to have fun at work because some places just don't allow that to happen or they already are taking so much from you. They want to take all of it from you. And I wish that wasn't the case. And I hope managers out there aren't, you know, trying to like push that. We're family bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
Because we ain't.
Hmm. Did we do
it? Damn. I think we did. Thank you all so much for joining us in this very special holiday episode. If you would like to get even more insane questions, you can give to us monies on Patreon, which is our Patreon is
patreon.com/dearinternet.
Thank you, Michael, for making that up.
We put up a bonus question episode
on
there probably weeks ago. And it is fantastic.
It's a lot.
It's yeah.
It is haunting. It will haunt my brain forever.
It'll
and
kiss
it could
your
haunt
Blarney
yours.
Stone.
Oh my goodness.
You can give us $5, listen to it, and then cancel. But then there's gonna be another one.
And you're gonna miss out
eventually,
on that one.
And you're gonna miss out on that one. So
just give us $5 a month if you can.
Forever.
Yeah, forever.
And hopefully we'll be able to do one of these every week if we get enough.
Yes. If we get enough.
That is the goal.
Yeah. And don't feel bad if you can't give, as always.
Right.
Please. I know it's hard.
If you can't give, maybe just tell your buds about how funny our show is or give us a review on iTunes.
That is worth $6.
At least. So if you would like...
Find your strongest, richest friend and make them love us.
Yes. That is actually the note. Yes, that is correct. If you don't have the money, find a strong rich friend mm-hmm. and force them to listen mm-hmm. to us. Mm-hmm. If you would like to see what shenanigans we're getting up to on Twitter, you can follow the podcast at Ask Your Internet, or you can follow me at Jennifer Cheek.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
And I'm at R. Bristow.
Sincerely, Dear Internet.